this episode, my mum, Cynthia, shares a biblical truth on Mark chapter 14, the woman with the alabaster jar, and how this relates to her health crisis.
Hi, this is Cynthia. I'm so excited to be sharing a biblical truth I've learned early in my crisis. It helped to reshape my perspectives to a heavenly view and deepen my faith in God. In earlier podcast episodes, I spoke about audiobooks by Watchman Nee my husband and I listened together. This one book, called The Normal Christian Life, spoke into our situation. Our ears perked up at every chapter. We knew that it would have been a difficult read at other times of our lives. But when we're deep in a crisis, the teachings from Watchman Nee gave a well-presented spiritual and analytical yet experiential view of biblical truths. I should share some background over Watchman Nee for those of you who have not heard of him. Watchman Nee was one of the greatest Chinese Christian leaders. From the 1920s to 1950, he founded 200 churches which grew exponentially even during China's Cultural Revolution, which persecuted Christians, intellectuals, and many other groups. Nee had the choice to remain safe in Hong Kong, but he chose to follow God's calling to return to mainland China, where Chinese Christians were being cruelly persecuted. Nee was arrested in 1952, wrongfully accused, imprisoned for 15 years, where he died in confinement. A martyr, Nee's teachings and ministry reverberated over the decades and grew worldwide. Who would have thought Nee's writings would help me to understand the season I was in and give me the fuel to persevere through the uncertain crisis? This is one man who understood and practiced the principles of death and resurrection. In Nee's words, death and resurrection must remain an abiding principle of our lives for the losing of the soul and the uprising of the spirit of life. You may be asking, how do we get there? And why is this important as a principle to becoming a follower of Jesus Christ? Let me illustrate what this means. I will read from Mark chapter 14, verses 3 to 9 on Jesus' anointing at Bethany. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of a man known as Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor," and they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want, but you will not always have me. She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. I tell you the truth, whenever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will be told in memory of her." When I heard these Bible passages preached previously, it was usually about giving God extravagant worship, for he deserves the best. But with Nee's writings, there was another dimension that I didn't see before. I learned that the alabaster jar symbolizes me as a person. I've been following Jesus for some time now, but I've come to a point where I'm not fully overflowing and imparting life to others. My alabaster jar is still preserved. I'm broken. I didn't realize how noisy my soul has become in the past year until I was completely crippled by this disease. In my pursuit for productivity, I often relied on my natural giftings. I was going on how I feel. God is looking for yielded hearts that will do His will at the slightest prompting from Him. But that comes at a cost. Nee wrote about the dark night experience, which once we get past it, it will transform our whole life and service for God through a new pathway. In Numbers chapter 17, God had enough of the grumblings of the Israelites. He got Moses to get a rod from each of the 12 tribes and wrote the name of each leader on the rod. The rods were placed in the sanctuary. God said in verse 5, "And it shall be that the rod of the man whom I choose will blossom." This whole process took the whole night. The next day, the rod belonging to Aaron had sprouted, blossomed, and produced ripe almonds. Just like the blossoming rod, it would take a full night in the sanctuary, a full night in darkness, before something happens. We wish that our walk with God would be easy, that He would quicken the process of transformation in an instant. I learned from Nee's writings that when God is dealing with us, you cannot hurry the process. And don't try to help God by taking things back ourselves. I remember lying down in bed many nights thinking, how will I endure this with the possibility of my sight fading away? I felt so useless. How long will God put me aside? I'm wasting time here. I'm like the people in the Bible passage. Why was this fragrant oil wasted? Better to sell it, make lots of money and give to the poor. Just like me, the alabaster jar, I could be doing so much to help others, but I couldn't because of my crisis. As Nee wrote, the question we need to ask first is, has the Lord been satisfied from the outpouring? We are so used to performance managing our service to people and to God by measuring tangible results. But in God's view, He is more concerned with our position at His feet and our anointing of His head. Until I experienced the darkest night and completely surrendered all of me, the precious alabaster jar I held on to was finally broken, given to God because He alone deserves not parts of me, but all of me. Jesus, the visible image of God, gave His very life for me so that I can be reconciled to God the Father. But the story doesn't stop there. It's not for my sake only that Jesus did this, but for the sake of others. You see, when that alabaster jar was broken, the fragrance of the perfume filled the entire home. Everyone in it and nearby was attracted by the fragrance. My broken state now is the new me. I'm no longer the same. In my brokenness, I found God again, and He will use the broken version of me, which is a fragrance, to attract those to find Him. My brokenness has given me a renewed purpose and reshaped perspectives. I've moved into resurrection ground. What I've lost is given back to me even more than before, but never the same again. I pray that the fragrant aroma from my brokenness will be for God to create a hunger in others to seek Him and to deepen their faith in Him. For in God I know that many people will find true purpose, meaning, and the unexplainable peace they've been looking for all their lives.
I hope you've been inspired by Mum's incredible journey. Please subscribe and share this podcast to people you know who will be encouraged by her story.